Hi, my name is Gamal Abdel Nasser, and I'm the grandson of the late Egyptian president Gamal Abdel Nasser, who was the leader of the 1952 revolution and the second president of the Arab Republic of Egypt. From 1956 onwards, Gamal Abdel Nasser was a target of many Western intervention plans, including assassinations and internal pressures aimed at regime change, similar to the color revolutions witnessed throughout the history. Color revolution is a method of organizing a soft coup in countries whose policies do not align with those of the United States. Despite the significant social, geopolitical, and economic differences between the countries struck by color revolutions, these revolutions were often implemented according to a single plan. This includes organizing a youth protest movement that is transformed into popular demonstrations, raising social, political, and economic slogans. These popular demonstrations are exploited as a means of pressure and intimidation against the ruling authority, using it to blackmail it politically, impose conditions, threaten mass riots, and even eliminate anyone who opposes this line. All of this is done with the goal of forcing the ruling authority to voluntarily relinquish power. This means that color revolutions cannot, in principle, fulfill the objective aspirations of the masses and the hopes of the majority of the public. For a long time, the United States, under the guise of democracy, freedom, and human rights, has supported pro-American forces around the world, inciting color revolutions, creating divisions and confrontations, and causing regime changes in some countries, plunging them into political turmoil, economic stagnation, and difficult living conditions. It can be said that what the United States has done has seriously endangered global peace, stability, and development. Thank you for listening, and see you next time here on RT.